Hey my wonderful people, I hope you all are doing good. For the newbies, I'm Damon Joshua, the host and producer of the podcast show DJ's Corner. And for the people who have been listening from day one, you know who I am. If you are on social medias like Instagram and Twitter, I'm also there. I'm also available up there. The links are given on the podcast show description. You are always free to follow, give your suggestions, anything, literally anything. So, the previous episode, which was about the birthday surprise, you know how this started, you know, this COVID thing, how I just related it like emotionally, mentally, physically, and the last episode, which was something traumatizing which happened and which was running over my mind, you know, breaking of glass and the dream and everything. So today's episode is something different, which will be, you know, we'll be skipping 2 weeks, because at the month of April, this happened in the second week of April, and at the last, the fourth week of April, I think it, which was 25th of April, 25th and 26th, because India started to had its the cases were going in lakhs and people were like, it was like a wildfire spreading everywhere. You know, people who have relatives here, you know, people like, you know, definitely, you know, all over the world, everybody's listening to this episode right now. And who have been here in India, because this is an Indian thing. So people who know that last year, April, May, June, July was one of the toughest and the worst months, like, everybody faced in our lives, and people who are especially affected in COVID and where did not have any support, literally support and help, they were the worst. Okay, coming back to this, to what happened was on 25th, because everybody was infected by this. You know, in an area, if you have 10 houses, literally 6 to 7 houses were affected. It can be mild, severe, very severe, and mortality. So we don't know how this spread, it how it spreads, you know, like it was like a wildfire. You know, we had so many precautions, wearing masks, sanitizing our hands, following social distancing, everything, you know, all the shops were closed, and all the educational institutions, every big crowded places, everything was closed. But still, we didn't even know how my mother contacted COVID. No, she was the first person to get infected by COVID-19. And again, here, for people who have no stress, diabetes, high blood pressure, these three are one of the biggest risk factors, and thyroid, okay, because these are the big health issues where this COVID, like this virus, coronavirus, it'll easily attack, because these people who have especially diabetes, they are immuneless, they don't have a very good defense system in their bodies. So obviously, when this coronavirus, when it gets affected, you know, if it gets infected, obviously your body tends to become weak. So actually, how I knew that my mother was infected by COVID is when she started to develop symptoms like, you know, obviously like cold, cough, mild fever. So these were the symptoms. I think it started on April 25. I'm not sure about it, but I know it's the last week of the month. So yeah, it's definitely on April 25 where I knew that something is definitely going wrong. So April 25, and my mother started to have light fever and all these stuffs, you know. And there was another thing going on, that viral fever was also spreading. So it became a very, very hard and a difficult task for the frontline workers, the doctors and nurses, everyone, that it was difficult to tell that the person was affected by COVID or by the viral fever, because it was the beginning of summer, in India. So when we have change of seasons, obviously there we'll get cold, cough, fever, body aches, headaches. So these are the symptoms of COVID-19 also. So I'm not a physician or anything to tell, but this is what I went through and my mother and father also went through. So when she was affected, so she had headache. Okay, this was one of the prime symptoms that she had, because we had the variant. The second wave was the variant of this virus. So she had constant headache, which we thought, like, obviously when she works and she goes through overloaded stuffs, she has headaches. So we thought that this is a headache, so no, we'll take some paracetamol and, you know, obviously you'll become okay. But this headache was still continuing. So on the 27th or 28th, I'm not sure about the dates, okay? So, but after 2 days or, yeah, literally 2 days, because she was a sugar patient, so we had to take her to the hospital and ask the physician a good consultation that, is this COVID-19 or the normal viral fever? So here I want to make point very, very clear, okay, that we can't blame anyone for what happened. Okay, it's very, very difficult. I can understand the feeling and the pressure over each and every doctors who have been working. The doctors who have been genuinely working, genuinely, this is the word I wanted to use, genuinely working. So it's very hard for them also to diagnose that a person is affected by COVID-19 or the normal virus, viral fever. So when we had to approach our family doctor, we had consultations and he told that this was a normal viral fever because she was starting to develop symptoms like that. So yeah, so she was given tablets and stuffs, like, you know, to take good rest and, you know, just take good rest, start eating properly. And do, because again, another thing is that when you are affected by this COVID, you tend not to eat. Obviously you won't feel like to eat literally anything. It can be your food or anything, you won't have that. The hunger automatically stops, you know, it doesn't create you hunger. Like, you always feel full, or your mouth hurts, your cheek hurts, something like, which was like literally weird. And after the third day, after, you know, they are taking my mother to a hospital, eventually he also started to fall sick. So it was only me who was had to take care of both of them. But my senses started to work that this is definitely not even it is not a viral fever. This is definitely a COVID-19 which has been affected for my mom and for my dad, and definitely it's going to affect me. So by the fourth and fifth day, I was so insisting on my parents that this is not a viral fever. Definitely 100%, this is not a viral fever. This is definitely COVID, which my mother was first infected, second my father, and third me. And here's the step to take. When you identify a person that they are affected, you know, in your own family, and they are affected for COVID positive, like, you get the, you know, that's the thing. Okay, when it's on the peak, no, definitely these are the peak times, where April 27, 28, all were the peak times. So you knew that this person affected by COVID-19, you try to isolate yourself, use masks, sanitizers, gloves, and you try to, you know, seclude from them, hide it, the same thing. I made my parents to sleep in another room and I was in another room, so we didn't have any direct contact or anything, any utensils touching or anything, because definitely, but I know that I'm also going to get affected. I knew that I'm going to get affected, and I also started to develop symptoms since I was not a, you know, a blood pressure patient or a diabetes patient, it's not so easy to get affected. But I knew this will definitely affect everybody. Okay, like if one person gets this, is going to, you know, collapse the whole family. So the first thing what I did is, when I knew that, you know, this is something is going wrong, I isolated myself from my parents. I did not have any contact. So as the days were going on, April 29, 30, my mother's condition started to become more and more serious. She didn't have proper food intake. She was like, you know, she was just over medicines. And when we went to the second time also, that the doctor gave the same medicines, like, you know, you just take it, you know, just continue taking the medicines which I gave. So this eventually what happened is that this COVID which was affected my mother, like it started to develop, and it was resistant, like it was just passive inside, because the tablets which she took, I don't know what happened literally, but this is what I think, that it made it to suppress everything inside. So, and yeah, and obviously then when this is in system, when the symptoms got it, you know, became worse, then we had to take an immediate action that this is wrong. Something is definitely, things are getting wrong. So for the third time, we had to consult the doctor, the same family doctor. And at that time, this doctor which we consulted told that you have to take an CT scan for your lungs. So when you take a CT scan, definitely you'll know the accurate, you know, the how they, I don't know how they calculate, but you know how much percentage is your lungs affected by COVID-19, the coronavirus, and it shows you everything very correctly. So again, when you go to the scan centers, especially at this peak time, it was so damn full that my parents had to literally wait for more than half a day. They immediately, the doctor gave the prescription that you have to take a CT scan, and after getting the results, like, let us see. So they had to be, I think this happened on May 3rd. Okay, so after developing symptoms, second time of visiting doctor, third time going back to the doctor, and he told this, in between this, I secluded myself. I was just separated, and I was taking care of myself, because, and at that time I started also, I was not feeling well. I was getting fever. I started to develop breathing issues, but initially I was very dull, was not too active to do things. I couldn't even help myself and my parents. So on May 2nd, my mother became serious. She started to vomit 2-3 times, because of that only we knew that something is wrong. And May 3rd, first we went to the doctor, and they had to take a test, a CT scan. And then later part of the afternoon, she was confirmed that her lungs was affected with 75% of this COVID, and she had to be admitted at the hospital immediately. With this, I conclude this episode. So if you have not listened to the first episode, just listen to it and come back to the second episode. And yeah, so this is your Damien Joshua signing off from this episode, and I'll be coming back with episode number 3. Until then, stay tuned.